You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks for being with us today. We have a really fun show. But first, I saw a news article which really surprised me. A pug reportedly tested positive for COVID-19 after the owner said it didn't want to eat, but otherwise had mild symptoms. Millions of Americans cannot get tested, but a puppy can get one. And please, please, don't start Lysoling your dogs. That's not only dangerous, it's like using Lysol to disinfect your lungs. Just don't do it. Plus, it's really hard to find. I would never dream of a world where buying Lysol wipes would make you feel like winning the lottery. Speaking of dreams, if a year ago you told me that the world would be shut down, I would be back in Florida and I would have someone as amazing and talented as Laura Benanti on my show, I would have laughed at you. Pinch me while I say this. To start things off, I'm thrilled to welcome Tony Award winner Laura Benanti, star of stage and screen, to the Early Night Show.
Hey, Laura.
Hi.
Hey, I'm so happy that you're joining us today to be a guest.
I'm so honored to be on your show. You are so talented and you are bringing so many incredible people on your show. You're just really wonderful. You give me a lot of hope.
Thank you. Well, of course, we all know you as like the incredibly talented Tony Award winner, Broadway and TV star and singer. And if that wasn't amazing enough, your philanthropic nature to support, and you support so many others during this challenging time, it's so inspiring.
I really appreciate that. For me, when I start to feel like afraid or, scared and sad, being of service is the thing that sort of brings me back to myself. You know, there's so many things that are out of our control right now, but what's within our own control is the thoughts we think and our own behavior. So for me, I always like to try and be of service in moments like this.
Well, you've definitely been of service and you've definitely inspired all like me and all of my other friends.
Thank you.
One thing that you've been doing is sunshine songs. Can you tell us a little about it?
Yes. So my mom is a voice teacher. And when I came home, you know, to quarantine with them, she was saying how sad she felt for her students who will be missing their school performances. So I went on social media and asked for all of you to please send me your videos and tag sunshine songs. And Joshua, I thought maybe I'd get like 20 videos. Now it's over 6,000 videos.
What?
The original post has been watched like 4 million times.
What is the Sunshine Concert?
So the Sunshine Concert is something that my friend, Kate Dieter Meriday, she's a community activist, something she and I brainstormed, where we wanted to bring the Sunshine songs to like more vulnerable members of our community that don't have social media. So for us, that's, you know, seniors in senior living centers and communities, and children in children's hospitals and pediatric units and foster care and places like that. And they might not be so active on social media. So we partnered with some amazing organizations, Seniorly and K4 Connect. And we're presenting to like thousands and thousands of senior living communities. And now just through social media and through your help from your mom and me just emailing people, we have hundreds of children's hospitals and like foster care facilities. So I'm very excited about it. And you are on it. You and your brilliant friends, you're the first number, you're the inaugural number, and it'll be, our first one is Saturday, May 2nd. We're hoping to do about like six more of them. We'll see if we do them all live or if we're just going to offer the link to people to watch at their leisure, but people can go to sunshinesongs.com to read all about it, to print out their sunshine bills, to print out their tickets if they really want to make an event of it. And then they can watch the live stream right from there, or it'll just be up there into perpetuity.
I think this is really, really, really special. My family has a non-for-profit at Children's Hospital and supporting children and families, as well as people who are isolated and senior citizens. It's so important so no one feels alone. I mean, we're all just a Zoom click away right now, I guess.
It's really, really true. And I'm so inspired by the work of your family. And I'm so grateful to your mom for helping us reach out to so many, you know, young people and so many hospitals. So I feel like our connection is a really important one. And I'm so glad to be here. And I'm so grateful you're going to be on our show. And I just so enjoy all of the videos that you post.
Thank you. I saw a video actually that you post to support Food Corp and thought it was absolutely incredible. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, thank you. So I'm releasing an album. I'm not sure when because everything is sort of TBD right now. But our first single was a cover of the Jonas Brothers song Sucker. And so I'm donating 100% of my earnings to Food Corp, which is an organization that is helping to feed children during this crisis and beyond. So one out of six children in the United States relies on their school cafeteria for the majority of their day's nutrition. And so Food Corp is making sure that while in quarantine, they don't go hungry. But beyond that, their mission is always to bring healthy food, the education about healthy food into schools, and also to address some of the underlying discrepancies in our education and healthcare system. There's some real deep-seated inequities in what schools get what. And they are looking to deal with that through legislation as well as just like handing food to people. So they're a really boots on the ground organization. I'm so happy to be donating all my earnings to them. And we have a video out too that's like a bit of a time capsule of how we are all surviving this quarantine. You can find that on my YouTube page, just my name, Laura Benanti. And you know, it's particular, we're trying to really emphasize people being of service and our incredible medical professionals putting themselves on the front lines for us during this difficult time.
Oh, everyone watching at home and listening at home, please, please make sure to follow Laura on Instagram and Twitter and YouTube at Laura Benanti, so you can get all the details about the Sunshine concert, and please make sure to download Sucker.
Thank you, Joshua. I really appreciate it.
Of course. I'm a really huge fan, and I know so many of our viewers and listeners are too. What do you think about doing a song?
I would love to do a song.
Cool. I'm really excited. What song would you like to sing for us today?
Well, my first job on Broadway, I was 18 years old, and I played Maria in The Sound of Music. And so I thought it might be nice for some of your viewers and listeners who are young people to see a song that I sang when I was 18 years old. So we're going to do The Sound of Music.
Cool. And of course, you are in both the Broadway version and The Sound of Music live on NBC, right?
That's right. I played Maria on Broadway when I was 18. And then I played the Baroness, Elsa Schrader, on the NBC live version starring Carrie Underwood.
That's so cool. I love that song, The Sound of Music from The Sound of Music, and I'm so excited.
Shall we do it?
Sure.
My day in the hills has come to an end. I know a star has come out to tell me it's time to go. But deep in the dark green shadows are voices that urge me to stay. So I pause and I wait and I listen for one more song, for one more lovely thing that the hills might say. The hills are alive with the sound of music, with song they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to beat like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies from a church on a breeze, to laugh like a brook when it trips and falls over stones in its way, to sing through the night like a lark who is learning to pray. I go to the hills and my heart is lonely. I know I will hear what I've heard before. My heart will be blessed with the sound of the
Again, you can follow all of her incredible projects on Instagram at Laura Benanti, and please make sure to watch the Sunshine Concert on May 2nd at 6 p.m. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. My next two guests have graced the Broadway stage. Ava Ulloa shined on stage as the title role in Matilda the Musical, and Benal Fambrini was amazing as Patrick in the Radio City Christmas Spectacular and on Broadway in The King and I.
Hi, Ava and Benal.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you both doing?
I'm all right.
Pretty good. How are you, Josh?
Pretty good as well. I'm so, so thankful for technology right now. I mean, I'm in Florida, Ava's in South California, and Benal's in New Jersey, and we're all not only to be able to see each other, but we also get to entertain together. Yay!
Yes!
Is there anything right now that either of you are especially thankful for during this quarantine?
Ava, you want to go first?
Yeah. Just, I think all the healthcare workers that are really doing their job, I'm really thankful to have a father who's risking his life every day, going to work and trying to help people out. I'm really thankful for that right now. Anything else, Benal?
Yeah, I agree with Ava. But also I'm kind of thankful for the time that this quarantine's like given me to try and like work on myself or like bond with my family or anything like that. So kind of like a rebuilding process in a sense.
Yeah.
Oh, and Benal, I know that this is your senior year of high school.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
What? How have you been handling school, and how's your school been handling this pause?
Well, as of right now, we're just sticking to online classes. So we're using Google Classroom just to do certain assignments due by certain times, and It's all right. I wake up at 9, so I'm not complaining compared to 6 in the morning. But other than that, it's just a couple assignments due by certain times.
Are you going to like Zoom graduation?
I hope not. I hope we don't do Zoom graduation. That would suck.
What is happening with graduation?
As of right now, we have no idea. I believe there's something that, I don't know if it's legally or whatever it may be, but New Jersey, I believe, can't go back to school until, or at least till May 15th. My graduation would be sometime in
Zoom
June.
Zoom graduation. So, it's time for the Zoom graduation.
I'm hoping, I'm praying that we do not have a Zoom.
Yeah.
Oh, and Ava, how's everything going in South California?
Pretty good. It's so hot. It was 82 degrees today, and I was dancing in my garage, and I'm literally dying. My face it's not that red anymore, but it was so red. It's really hot.
I agree. I had a dance class this morning, and it was very, very humid, very hot, and it was raining on top of everything, which made things so much fun!
Yeah.
In South Florida, woo! But in California, I heard that there was an earthquake, right?
Yeah, it was like a little, I did feel it like a little bit. And it was something new for me, but like it happens like all the time here, so I guess I'm just gonna have to get used to it.
Mother Nature seems to be a little angry. Maybe yeah. I'm trying to cheer her up today.
Hopefully.
Is there anything that each of you are especially missing right now?
Yeah, actually. My mom, my sister, and I, we go to the beach on Sundays, and we walk and usually get, like, donuts. And it's kind of like our little thing, and I really miss it. And I also just miss my dad. So it's, like, those family moments that you get to share.
Yeah, I'm missing my brother's up in went back to his house up where he goes to college, so I'm missing him, of course. Then I'm missing like friends and like certain people in my life, so I just miss seeing them and being able to hang out with them and all. So
I'm missing to hang out with my friends too, but I get to hang out with you guys now. Zoom hangouts. I know that I'm definitely missing Broadway. I think we are all missing Broadway in New York more than ever, but definitely. I'm also missing Disney.
I feel that.
Do you guys have like any like favorite Disney movie?
Oh God. Well, I know that I have a lot of favorites, and I was actually trying to talk to my family about that yesterday, and we were trying to name a few. But right before I tell you that, I'm just going to tell you like a little story about young me and Disney and our connection. And when I was little, I had like Disney videos, and they were Princess Tea Party sing-alongs, and it was like a bouncing ball over the words. It was like a karaoke thing, you know, and I just sang my face off. And I mean, those were the good days. That's all I have to say with Disney. But I think if I had like a top 10, it'd definitely be like Hercules, The Incredibles, Beauty and the Beast, Peter Pan, Aladdin, Lady and the Tramp, Tangled, Moana, Alice in Wonderland, and Pinocchio. I mean,
Yeah, for sure. I've been doing my fair share of binging a whole bunch of Netflix shows or Disney Plus movies, but I've definitely, my favorite go-to Disney movie is Aladdin. That's also like my dream role when it comes to Broadway. But like Aladdin, I love the music from Moana, and just, I'm missing all of those right now, but.
You would be so amazing as Aladdin.
Thank you. Fingers crossed.
When Broadway reopens, they're going to need a new Aladdin. No, for my favorite Disney movie, I have to say The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh,
although it only has one song, I do wish that they kept Snuff Out the Lights. It was such a good song.
It's a good movie.
But it's so, so funny. I definitely recommend it to you all because it's like comedy gold. Mm-hmm. It's probably the funniest Disney movie I've ever seen.
I love it. It's hilarious.
I haven't seen that one, actually.
It's really good.
Oh, you should. It's really good. There's like three other Disney movies that I absolutely love. They're Hercules, Pocahontas, and Hunchback. Mm-hmm. So if you're up to it, let's go the distance around the riverbank, out there, and to the animation melody of those three Disney songs using social distancing, of course. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Yeah.
What I love most about rivers is you can't step in the same river twice. The water's always changing, always flowing. But people, I guess, can't live like that. We all must pay a price. To be safe, we lose our chance of ever knowing what's around the river bend. Waiting just around the river bend. I look once more just around the river bend, beyond the shore. A far-off place where a great warm welcome will be waiting for me.
where the crowds will cheer when they see my face. And a voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be.
I look once more
and find my way. I can go the distance. I'll be there someday. If I can be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while.
Is all my dreaming at an end?
I will go most anywhere.
And the weavers and their wives, through the roofs and gables I can
what
see
what I dream
them.
The day might say.
Every day they shout and scold and know about their lives, heedless of the gift it is to
if
be
I can
them.
Be strong.
If I was in their skin,
I
would
treasure every instant
out there, strolling by the sand.
Banal, you can follow Ava on Instagram at Ava_Ujoa and Banal on Instagram at Sir Fambrini. Animazement merges different songs from Disney musicals into one of my favorite mashups, especially with Ava and Banal. There are so many Disney musicals which were set to be performed on Broadway and in schools around the country, so many of these students never got the chance to perform this year when their shows were canceled because of COVID-19. That's why we created a segment called On With The Show, where we give students a chance to perform their canceled songs on our show. Just send an email to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and include your name, social media handle, and a link to a video of you singing. We hope to show your talents off to the world. I hope you all enjoyed this episode of the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, Corona Cabaret. Thank you so much to Ava Ujoa, Banal Fambrini, and of course, Laura Benanti. And to you, our guests, for tuning in for some early night entertainment. You can find the Early Night Show wherever podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes on theearlynightshow.com. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.